All right, so it is the day after, Steve, the day after the Derek Chauvin verdict. President spoke yesterday. Before the verdict, he was saying he was hoping for the right verdict. The vice president...
Talked to the Floyd family.
Mm-hmm. He talked to the family. Mm-hmm.
Before and after.
Yeah,
after
he did.
As well.
Yeah. Compassionate, empathetic president that we have now. Vice President Harris spoke as well. And we want to hear what you think. Our audience, please give us a call at 877-29-STEVE. Let us know how you feel. This is the day after the Derek Chauvin verdict. Let's go to the phone,
Steve.
This is good.
I think this is a Reverend Steve, Dr. Curry, if I have his name correct. Dr. Curry, out of
Lake
Forest, North Carolina.
Yes, I'm here. Chief Apostle, Dr. Curry. God bless you all. You know, I just thank God for you guys, and as I was telling gentlemen before I got on, that we are here in the state of North Carolina. We are working with agencies here, civil rights agencies, to prepare for the next battle that is going to come. I believe this state is going to be one of the big battlegrounds, because they're already after this state, and thank God we have a Democratic governor that has tried to cover us during all these things that are going on. But what we have to realize now, that we have lost so many of our great peers. We've lost the John Lewis's, we've lost the C.T. Vivian's, and we have to begin replenishing the ranks, because as I was just listening to you, with even with this happening, they're setting the next stage for what they want to do. And so we have to be indeed ready for that as well. We have to prepare our minds. And thank God we had a coalition of intelligent people that presented the case that needed to be presented in the right way. And no matter what they said, they could not get out of the eye of the public. When you had people like Emmett Till and all of them, they could hide what they had done. But, you know, because of social media and because of the attention that you guys put on it, and all the people that put it in, not only America's face, but the whole world saw it. If they had brought out any other verdict than what they did, then it would have shown this country as a totally unjust country. Yeah. We're working along with other agencies. We reached out to Stacey Abrams and some of the others, because we know that this state is going to be one that they're really looking at. I think they said one of the Trumps was trying to come in and take the place of our governor here. So we're going to make sure that we get the people active and, you know, motivated to get out and vote and do what we need to do to continue what George Floyd died for. He died for to combat the injustice that was going on. And Dr. King says, you know, injustice anywhere, you know, is injustice everywhere. So that's what we keep in mind as we move forward. And like I said, I listen to you guys all the time, and definitely want to partner with other people. Hopefully after the show, you guys can reach out to us. I'm on the Facebook page and all of that. Chief Apostle Dr. Kenneth Curry. And like I said, we work very hard. I'm one of the recipients of two Presidential Lifetime Achievement Awards. So I work very hard to work within the community. I'm a retired disabled military veteran, but I still defend the Constitution of this country, and that's we the people.
Wow. You know, sir, we appreciate all your work, too, because it's the foot soldiers that can be of the most, that get the most work done. You know, we on the air.
Absolutely.
Look, we drop our bombs from the air. We in an airplane. We flying over, and we drop bombs. It would be very effective. But you foot soldiers out there are the true champions of justice. And we appreciate everything.
They're trying to protect the white privilege and the white supremacy.
That's all it is.
That's what they're trying to protect. Hey. That's all it is, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, y'all, we'll be right back with more calls on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.